Hi there. The word for you today is on spiritual warfare. In Ephesians 6 and 12, Paul writes, "Our struggle is against spiritual forces." When that first plane hit the World Trade Center in September 2001, we thought it was accidental. But when another one hit it, we knew that New York was under attack. Dr. Robert Jeffries says, and I quote, "Knowing the source of the problem is crucial. A navigational accident demands one response. A hostile strike requires a completely different strategy. Every day our world is invaded by what we consider random events. Couples divorce, so we develop marriage guidance. Drug use increases, so we educate our children to, quote, just say no. Pornography among Christians rises, so we organize accountability groups. Churches threaten to split, so we employ arbitrators to help with conflict resolution. Christians battle depression and suicidal thoughts, so we medicate them with the latest drugs. Now please understand, I'm all for such programs. But what if the source is more than random events and we're actually under enemy attack? Would we change your strategy? Through scripture we discover there's an unseen world and it's at war. Paul writes, our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against spiritual forces of wickedness. You can't just shrug your shoulders and say, I don't have a horse in that race. You're living. You are living in the crossfire of this spiritual war. The enemy's determined to destroy everything and everyone important to you. Jesus said, John 10, he comes to kill, steal, and destroy. Hasn't changed his agenda. And those who dismiss such words as being over the top do so to their own detriment. Martin Lloyd-Jones said, and I quote, "Not to realize you're in conflict means you're hopelessly defeated and you don't even know it. We're in a very real war. The stakes are high. The enemy skilled, armed, and determined. Possibility of losing is real. You must be aware of what's happening and be prepared to fight."